With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Several hundred detectives and agents have been assigned to the investigation into the disappearance of Nancy Guthrie. The 84-year-old mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie has been missing for almost 2 weeks. Fresh surveillance images from Guthrie's porch the night she went missing, coupled with intense police activity across Arizona and the detention of a man, had raised hopes that authorities were nearing a major break. But then the man was released after questioning, leaving it unclear where the investigation stands.
Door-to-door searches and desert sweeps in the hunt for Nancy Guthrie in Arizona, last seen January 31st after family dropped her home. Barb Dutrow tells the AP she saw the FBI combing through bushes when she was jogging Wednesday.
He said that they were looking for anything that might have been thrown out of a car.
And also,
a sheriff came to the next door neighbors to see if I think they had any information.
The FBI releasing video Tuesday of a person with a mask and gun also taking someone into custody who was later released. That man, a delivery driver, says he was not involved in the disappearance of Savannah Guthrie's 84-year-old mother. The Today Show host has been posting for her safe return. Experts say while there seem to be few leads in the investigation after more than a week, major cases often break unexpectedly.
Most Americans say President Trump has gone too far in his federal immigration crackdown. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
About 6 in 10 U.S. adults who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the New York Center for Public Affairs Research say President Donald Trump has gone too far in sending federal immigration agents into U.S. cities. 4 in 10 say they approve of Trump's approach. About 3 in 10 adults say they trust Republicans to do a better job handling immigration. But 3 in 10 also said they trust Democrats to do a better job. Still, Trump's core supporters overwhelmingly approve of his immigration tactics. About half of Republicans say his actions have been about right. Donna Warder, Washington.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is leading a large U.S. delegation this week to the Munich Security Conference. The State Department's formal announcement of Rubio's trip offered no details about his 2-day stop in Munich. But officials who spoke on condition of anonymity say the U.S.'s top diplomat intends to focus on areas of cooperation on shared global and regional concerns, including in the Middle East and Ukraine, as well as China.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is leading a large U.S. delegation to the Munich Security Conference this week. European leaders are waiting with nervous anticipation ahead of Rubio's attendance. They're hoping for at least a small break from President Donald Trump's policies and threats that have upended transatlantic relations. Last year, Vice President J.D. Vance's speech at the summit stunned assembled dignitaries. Political analyst Claudia Major.
The key sentences that many Europeans took away from the Vance 2025 speech was the statement that the biggest threat for Europe is not an outside threat like Russia or China, but the biggest threat is from within. It's a lack of democracy.
Nevertheless, anonymous sources say Rubio plans to take a more diplomatic but philosophically similar approach in his Saturday address at the conference. I'm Karen Shamas.
Wall Street pointed toward gains before the opening bell, as markets take in more corporate earnings reports ahead of the latest labor market data. More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Geffen Coolball. At the Winter Olympics, American ice dancers Madison Chalk and Evan Bates finished with the silver medal after being upset by France's Laurence Fournier-Boudry and Guillaume Cizeron.
I think the love that we have for each other and for the sport really brought us through.
American Chloe Kim is through to the 12-athlete final in women's halfpipe. Slovakia upset Finland 4-1 in men's hockey. Blake Griffin, Candace Parker, Elena Della Don, and Coach Doc Rivers were among the finalists announced for the 2026 Basketball Hall of Fame class. On the court, Kawhi Leonard's three-point play with 2 seconds left and 27 points led the Clippers past the Rockets 105-102. Top pick Cooper Flagg won't play in the NBA's Rising Stars game because of a left midfoot sprain. And Kyle Busch grabbed the Daytona 500 pole, seeking his first victory.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Two sources tell AP the Pentagon allowed Customs and Border Protection to use an anti-drone laser earlier this week, and that's what led the Federal Aviation Administration to suddenly close the airspace over El Paso, Texas. One source said the laser was deployed without coordinating with the FAA, which closed the airspace to ensure commercial air safety. But in audio from KFOX, El Paso Mayor Renard Johnson complained,
"You cannot restrict airspace over a major city without coordinating with the city, the airport, the hospitals."
The Trump administration says it all stemmed from efforts to halt an incursion by Mexican cartel drones.
"For any of us who live and work along the border,"
Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez,
"daily drone incursions by criminal organizations is everyday life."
I'm Ben Thomas.
"We're going to make contact and we're boxed in."
Newly released footage from last October shows when Miramar Martinez, a Chicago teaching assistant and U.S. citizen, was shot 5 times by Border Patrol agent Charles Exum.
"Be advised, we've been struck.
Her attorney, Christopher Parente, says they wanted to make the evidence in her case public.
"You got to see why it matters that people can actually see the real evidence as opposed to the false claims by our government."
Documents included an agent's hand-drawn diagram showing how Martinez allegedly boxed in federal agents that included vehicles Parente says didn't exist.
"Miramar was able to get discovery in this case that shows you exactly how this agency handles a shooting in the immediate aftermath, and it is scary."
Homeland Security officials accused her of trying to ram agents with her vehicle, but her case was dismissed after video evidence showed an agent steered his vehicle into hers. Agent Exum has been placed on administrative leave, while Martinez is scheduled to attend the State of the Union as the guest of Illinois Democrat Chuy Garcia. Her attorneys are pursuing a complaint against the federal agency, accusing the administration of spreading lies about the shooting. Audio courtesy ABC 7, Chicago. I'm Jennifer King.
Democrat senators say the Justice Department's failed attempt to indict lawmakers who urged U.S. troops to resist illegal orders is both a test for the chamber and the rule of law. A Washington grand jury refused to indict the group a day later on the Senate floor.
"This is a moment that could break this institution permanently."
Connecticut's Chris Murphy, preceded by Brian Schatz from Hawaii.
"They tried to incarcerate 2 of us.
Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin was among those facing a potential indictment.
"If things had gone a different way, we'd be preparing for arrest."
It's a high-profile failure for the Justice Department and raises stark constitutional questions about attempts to potentially prosecute people like Slotkin and fellow Senator Mark Kelly.
"This is not a good news story."
President Trump has met privately with Israel's leader amid back and forth over American talks with Iran. The president says he urged Benjamin Netanyahu to support U.S. talks with Iran over its nuclear program. After the private meeting, the president said on social media it was a very good meeting, and he insisted negotiations continue on whether there can be a nuclear deal. Israel's been pushing for the talks to include limits on Tehran's ballistic missile program and support for militant groups, but it's unclear just how much influence Netanyahu will have over the president's approach to Iran. Russia's top diplomat says Moscow will observe the limits of the last nuclear arms pact with the U.S. as long as it sees Washington doing the same. The New START treaty expired last week. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov tells Russian lawmakers even though the U.S. has not responded to President Vladimir Putin's offer to maintain the treaty's caps, Russia will accept the limits for as long as it sees the U.S. following suit. President Trump has said he wants a new treaty that includes China, something Beijing has rejected. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The FAA had announced it was shutting down airspace in the El Paso, Texas area through February 20th for security reasons, meaning all flights to and from El Paso International Airport would be grounded during that period. Now the Federal Aviation Administration says it has lifted the temporary closure, saying there was no threat to commercial aviation and that all flights would resume. A Trump administration official tells the Associated Press that the airspace over El Paso was closed after Mexican cartel drones breached airspace, but that the Defense Department took action to disable those drones. Before the restriction was lifted, local newscasts showed stranded travelers with luggage lining up at ticket counters and car rental desks. I'm Donna Warder.
After 108 days and 2,300 miles of walking from Texas, a group of 19 Buddhist monks and their dog Aloka are wrapping up their official events of their peace walk. One of the monks, who was seriously injured with one leg amputated after a highway crash in November, was able to rejoin the group in a wheelchair. Thousands quietly either followed their walk or lined the streets as the monks then made their way to the Lincoln Memorial. Their return trip should be less arduous. After an appearance in Annapolis, Maryland, a bus will take them back to Texas, where they should arrive Saturday. From there, the monks will walk together again, traversing 6 miles to the temple, where their trip to spread the message of peace began. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Alex Murdoch's lawyers are asking the South Carolina Supreme Court to overturn his murder convictions. Murdoch was sentenced to life in prison for the shooting deaths of his wife Maggie and younger son Paul outside their home 5 years ago. His lawyers argue it wasn't a fair trial because evidence was allowed showing Murdoch stole from his law clients. Prosecutor Creighton Waters says Murdoch's financial situation was crumbling.
You can't truly understand the boiling point if you don't understand the slow burn leading up to that.
Attorney Jim Griffin says Alex Murdoch has said he deserves to be in prison for what he did financially.
But he can't accept the fact that he was convicted of murdering his wife and son, to which he constantly proclaims his innocence.
Murdoch is also serving a 40-year federal prison sentence for stealing more than $12 million from clients. I'm Ed Donahue.
6 months ago, an explosion at the U.S. Steel Claret and Coke Works in western Pennsylvania killed two people. Residents like Carla Beard Owens are sick. Her granddaughter has asthma.
It's hard for her to breathe. Is that
Dr. Deborah Gentile?
22.4% of those children had physician-diagnosed asthma. And that's double to triple what we expected to see.
Residents have concerns over air quality. Some are optimistic now that Japan's Nippon Steel bought U.S. Steel and is pledging $11 billion in upgrades. But the company has not said if any money will go to Claret and Coke Works. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks wobbled to a mixed close on Wall Street following a surprisingly strong report on the job market. The S&P 500 gave up an early gain Wednesday and wound up little changed by the closing bell. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 66 points. That's about 0.1%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.2%. The stronger-than-expected data on unemployment had an upside for stocks by giving a positive indicator on the economy. On the other hand, it could also discourage the Federal Reserve from bringing down interest rates. Kraft Heinz edged up 0.4%. The company said it was scrapping plans to split in two. Seth Soutell, New York.
American employers added a surprising number of jobs last month. The economy gained 130,000 jobs in January, and the unemployment rate fell to 4.3%. But the Labor Department report also included major revisions to last year's job gains, cutting them to just 181,000 jobs, the fewest since the pandemic year of 2020. Even though the economy's shown solid growth for months, the labor market's been sluggish. Businesses have been unsure about whether to hire amid the lingering impacts of high interest rates, the federal workforce purge, and uncertainty about President Trump's trade policies. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Dawson's Creek star James Vanderbeek has died at 48.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Hi. I'm Dawson.
You're Dawson. Dawson, yeah, I know. We met before. I'm Jen.
Oh, the granddaughter from New York. Okay.
Right.
Wow, you look different.
Known for his role in the coming-of-age drama Dawson's Creek, Vanderbeek shot to fame playing the show's lead character. Vanderbeek also appeared in Varsity Blues.
This is your opportunity
for you
Playing football at West Canaan may have been the opportunity of your lifetime, but I don't want your life.
And later leaned into jokes about his own image. A statement from the actor's family that was posted on Instagram said the actor passed away peacefully Wednesday morning. Vanderbeek revealed in 2024 that he was being treated for colorectal cancer. He's survived by his wife, Kimberly, and 6 children. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Bad Bunny streams skyrocket from his Super Bowl halftime show. His catalog up 175% in the U.S. Monday compared to a week ago, according to analytics company Luminate. Bad Bunny receiving nearly 100 million streams. Noteworthy because the previous Monday was the day after the Grammys when Bad Bunny won Album of the Year, marking the first time an all-Spanish-language album took home the top prize. As a result, he was already seeing a significant jump in streams. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian skeleton racer Vladislav Hereskevich was not allowed to compete Thursday because he refused to stop using a helmet that displays the images of his country's athletes and coaches killed in the war with Russia. International Olympic Committee spokesperson Mark Adams says the IOC wants Hereskevich to have his moment, and it feels his grief over the war in Ukraine.
There are 130 conflicts going on in the world. We cannot have 130 different conflicts featured, however terrible they are. We cannot have them featured during the field of play, during the actual competition.
Hereskevich says the IOC's decision plays along with Russian propaganda. Hereskevich was among the fastest in training leading into the Olympic races. I'm Donna Warder.
Casey Wasserman is keeping his job leading the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics after the LA 28 board reviewed his past Jeffrey Epstein-linked contacts. The board's executive committee met Wednesday to discuss his appearance in the newly released government files. The Justice Department documents show Wasserman exchanged flirtatious emails in 2003 with Ghislaine Maxwell. The board says he faces no accusations of wrongdoing. LA 28 says an outside legal firm helped conduct a review with Wasserman's full cooperation. The executive committee says his relationship with Epstein and Maxwell does not go beyond what is already public. Lindsey Vonn says she had a successful third surgery on her broken left leg following her downhill crash at the Olympics. Vonn posted an update on Instagram that included photos of her giving a thumbs up sign in her hospital bed with a metal frame attached to her leg. The 41-year-old Vonn crashed a few seconds into her race Sunday and was airlifted off the course by helicopter. She said late Monday she had suffered a complex tibia fracture that would require multiple surgeries to fix. Detroit Pistons center Isaiah Stewart was suspended 7 games by the NBA on Wednesday, while 3 other players were also penalized for their roles in a fight during a game between the Pistons and Charlotte Hornets on Monday. The league says it was based in part on his, quote, repeated history of unsportsmanlike acts, end quote. Hornets forwards Miles Bridges and Musa Diabate were each suspended 4 games for fighting and escalating the altercation. Pistons center Jalen Duren got 2 games for initiating the altercation and fighting. I'm Gethin Kulba.
Russia has attacked Ukrainian cities again overnight as Ukraine's president accused Russia of dragging its feet on new U.S.-brokered peace talks. In a video address late on Wednesday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that Washington is proposing talks next week in Miami or in Abu Dhabi, and that Russia was hesitating to attend. Russian presidential spokesperson Dmitry Peskov confirmed on Thursday that a second round of talks was expected to happen soon, but did not confirm the location. Zelensky has said that major disputes still block a deal, including issues of occupied land and security guarantees. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Air Force said on Thursday that Russia fired drones and missiles at Kyiv, Kharkiv, Dnipro, and Odessa, with reports of injuries and major heating outages in the capital. European Union leaders are gathering in Belgium as the bloc argues over how to stand up to pressure from the US, China, and Russia. German and Italian leaders are pushing deregulation, rebooted ties with Washington, and more trade deals. Speaking a day before the meeting, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz.
Overregulation in this European Union, on our European continent, hampers our economic growth.
France is pushing European preference to protect key industries and to steer defence spending towards EU arms makers. French President Emmanuel Macron has proposed issuing Eurobonds to help finance investment in key sectors.
Because if we are not able to be in the race with the US and China in the coming 5 years, we have no chance to deliver our agenda.
I'm Karen Chemas.
Police in Canada say they don't yet know a motive behind Tuesday's school shooting in the remote community of Tumbler Ridge, British Columbia, that left 9 people dead, including the suspect. Royal Canadian Mounted Police Deputy Commissioner Dwayne McDonald.
Suspect has been identified as 18-year-old Jesse Van Rootselaar, who is a resident of Tumbler Ridge.
McDonald said the suspect identified as female and had a history of contacts with police over mental health issues. The victims included a 39-year-old teacher and 5 students. The suspect's mother and 11-year-old stepbrother were also found dead in their home following the attack. Police recovered a long gun and a modified handgun at the scene. Prime Minister Mark Carney addressed Parliament a day after the shooting.
To the students, the teachers, the parents, every resident of Tumbler Ridge, all of Canada stands with you.
Audio courtesy CTV. I'm Jennifer King.
A Russian drone has struck a home in Ukraine's Kharkiv region in an attack that killed a father and his 3 small children. Rescuers scrambled to find survivors after the attack destroyed the house and trapped the family under rubble. Ukrainian officials said Wednesday that the family's pregnant mother was wounded but survived. The drone was identified as a Russian-made Garand-2. Ukraine's Air Force reported that Russia launched 129 long-range drones at Ukraine overnight into Wednesday. Meanwhile, a Ukrainian drone attack caused a fire at an industrial plant in the Russian city of Volgograd, causing 8 Russian airports to suspend flights, according to officials. The fallout from the Jeffrey Epstein saga is rippling through Europe after a trove of more than 3 million pages of Epstein-related documents were released by the US Department of Justice. Politicians, diplomats, officials, and royals have seen reputations tarnished, investigations launched, and jobs lost. The documents revealed their ties to the US financier and convicted sex offender who died behind bars in 2019. Some experts note that the reckoning in Europe's parliamentary democracies has been swifter and more severe for now than in the US, where Epstein built his empire and hobnobbed with many American elites. At least 20 people have died after tropical cyclone Gezani made landfall on the Indian Ocean island of Madagascar. Rescue workers in Thomasina in eastern Madagascar were seen clearing an entire tree from a road as Madagascar's new president, Michael Randrianirina, surveyed the rescue efforts. The cyclone hit the east coast of the island late on Tuesday with winds of over 120 miles per hour. Madagascar's weather service issued red alerts for several regions, warning of possible floods and landslides. Madagascar has a population of 31 million people, many of whom live in poverty and have inadequate shelter from storms. I'm Karen Chemas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.